You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was alto saxophonist, flautist, and bass clarinetist Eric Allen Dolphy Jr. with the 1960 song 17 West off his album called April Fool. And with that Dolphy song, we begin a whole hour dedicated to the music and life of an innovative jazz messenger. Born in 1928, this cat was well-versed in playing many instruments. He also dabbled with the clarinet, piccolo, and baritone sax. Dolphy was one of the first important bass clarinet soloists in jazz and single-handedly pushed the boundaries of the alto saxophone. And he was one of the best-known early jazz flute soloists in the history of jazz. Dolphy's blend of improv used wide intervals, extended techniques to reproduce human and animal-like sound effects. This truly made his instruments speak. He is usually classified as free jazz, but his work and solos were based in conventional bebop harmony and melodic lines. It's easy to hear his sheer innovation and cool in any composition that he was included in. Usually seen as a context to other bands, his solo contributions were some of the finest ever included in the encyclopedic annals of jazz music, and that's why he will be our focus for this hour of music we spend together. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that created a unique jazz sound and continues to each and every night in clubs citywide, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the best of Eric Dolphy. Here's Dolphy teamed up with trumpeter Booker Little in 1960 with the tune Far Cry.
around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Tomino. We'll be right back.
That was Dolphy with the 1961 tune Miss Anne off the Don't Blame Me EP. Born in Los Angeles, his parents immigrated to the United States from Panama. Eric started playing the clarinet at the age of six, and in less than a month, he was playing in the school's orchestra. Hearing Fats Waller, Duke Ellington, and Coleman Hawkins led him towards the jazz, and he picked up the saxophone and flute while he was in high school. His father ended up building a studio for him in his backyard, and Eric often had his friends come by to jam. Recordings with the great Clifford Brown from his studio were highlights of these early years. In L.A., he gigged locally in the bebop big bands led by Gerald Wilson and Roy Porter, and he ended up going to the L.A. City College. Dolphy got his big break as a member of Chico Hamilton's quintet, and we all need that break. Here's Dolphy in 1961, live in Europe in some classic sessions. Here's the tune, Less.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Dolphy in 1961 with the tune Olio off his EP In the Blues. Dolphy joined another L.A. native he knew from growing up there, Charlie Mingus. After he arrived in New York City, he took part in Mingus's big band recording, Pre-Bird. Dolphy could fit in anywhere. That was his charm. Whether it was in a big band, classical group, or in solo work, he knew how to master that jazz and fit in, and man, did he do it well. Moving on into 1963, here's Dolphy with the tune Jitterbug Waltz off the Conversations and Muses album.
Thank you. Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Was another tune off the 1963 album Conversations and Muses with the song Love Me. And many in the world of jazz certainly love playing with Dolphy. Dolphy and John Coltrane knew each other long before they formally played together. Dolphy met Coltrane in L.A. with Miles Davis. They would often exchange ideas and learn from each other, and later he became a full member of the Coltrane outfit. Coltrane had gained an audience and critical notice with Miles Davis's quintet, but alienated some jazz critics when he began to move away from hard bop. Dolphy's collaborations with Coltrane at the Village Vanguard were dubbed as anti-jazz. While at the time it was looked down upon, these days those collaborations with Coltrane are regarded as classics. And that didn't faze Dolphy. His recording career as a leader with prestige flourished. He recorded 13 albums from April 1960 to September 1961 with Blazing Cool. And in 1964, Dolphy signed with Blue Note Records and recorded his magnum opus album, Out to Lunch, with Freddie Hubbard, Bobby Hutcherson, Richard Davis, and Tony Williams. Here's the avant-garde tune Something Sweet, Something Tender off that album. Thank you.
welcomes for Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino. Enjoy.
That was Dolphy with the great Herbie Hancock with the song 245 off a 2004 compilation of recordings. After years of profound creativity, Eric Dolphy died accidentally in Berlin in June 1964. Details of his death are disputed, but he ultimately died from a coma brought on by an undiagnosed diabetic condition. They initially thought that he was having a drug overdose and didn't realize that all he really needed was insulin and a little bit of a pick-me-up. John Coltrane had this to say about Dolphy after he passed. Whatever I'd say would be an understatement. I can only say my life was made much better by knowing him. He was one of the greatest people I've ever known as a man, a friend, and a musician. To this day, Dolphy's influence on both young and old musicians is profound. He pushed an envelope in a time when there wasn't even a table to shove it off of. He was beyond his times and an innovator in every way. Jazz should thank Eric periodically for doing what he did, and I know we do it around here all the time. And with that, our final track comes from the 2006 compilation called Candid Dolphy. Here's Moods and Free Time, Take 5. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of avant-garde notions, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Just let us know you're out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.